We begin to do Mesechta. Mesechta is Harias. We begin in the beginning of the Afbeis, in the beginning of the Mesechta. The Mesechta primarily discusses the laws of, as it says, Harias, which are the rulings when a court, the Sanhedrin, makes an erroneous court ruling, which then there's a responsibility if the majority of the Jewish people follow that erroneous ruling, instead of an individual bringing his own individual Karban Chatas, as generally if someone b'shegig by inadvertently commits a sin, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. Here, instead, the Bezdin, the Jewish people, bring a par, one Karban, to atone for the Jewish people who sinned. So on that, the Mishnah begins, Hayru Bezdin. If the court ruled, which as Tais explains, this refers to the Sanhedrin Hagadol, the 72, the main court of the Jewish people, like it says in the Teres Kohenim, where in the Pasuk it says Adas Yisrael, which refers to the Eda, the assembly that's distinct for the Jewish people, that refers to the Sanhedrin Hagadol, the great assembly, that which was in the Beis HaMikdash. If they ruled, Lavra al achas mikol mitzvos hamurs b'Torah, that people should violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. For example, if they ruled that chaylev, which is forbidden fats of an animal, or blood is permitted, which the Torah says is not, but they ruled and they came out that it's permitted. V'halach hayochid v'asa shogeg al piyam, which Gemara will explain that actually this is a machloikis and our Mishnah is like a certain opinion, but that even if an individual goes and he does by mistake, based on what they said, which Shigmar will explain that too, that seems redundant. If you're doing based on what they said, well, that is the mistake. And if you're doing a mistake, it's not based on what they said. But the simple interpretation of the Mishnah is that, not even if a majority, the Torah speaks about a case when the majority of the Jewish people sin and then the Beis Din brings a carbon for them. Here we're talking about that only one person followed the ruling of the Sanhedrin, and he did based on what they said. So says the Mishnah, Bein Sha'asu, whether if even the court themselves did as they had ruled. Va'asa and this individual did imohen with them, for example, if let's say, together with the Sanhedrin who paskin this way, who ruled, that they and him ate this blood or the forbidden fats. Or, Bein Sha'asu Va'asa Acharein, whether if they did first, because they ruled and they said they wanted to show the Jewish people that this is permitted, because they had made a mistake, and they ruled that the chaylev is permitted. And then this individual, consecutively after them, he also followed their ruling. But it wasn't at the same time. Or bein shaloy asu, even if the court did not do as they ruled themselves. But va'asa, this individual went and did like the court, like the Sanhedrin's rulings. Either way, says the Mishnah, Pater is going to be exempt from being his own private individual karban chatas, which is either a kisbo, a seira, a she-goat, or a she-sheep, a ewe. He's exempt. Why? Because he relied on the court, and he did based on their ruling, and therefore that is an exemption from bringing his own individual carbon. The par helam davar shel tzibur, which is the carbon when the majority of the Jewish people follow this erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. That's only when the majority follow. Here, although they're not going to bring a par, but the individual doesn't bring his own carbon chatas because he was doing it based on the ruling of the Sanhedrin. Now, however, continues the Mishnah, let's say Hayru Bezdin, let's say the court ruled, but V'yada Echad Mehen, one of the members of the Sanhedrin, of the Bezdin, knew Shato, he knew they're making a mistake. Ay Talmud, or even if it was just a student, but V'huro L'Hayra, but he's also fit to rule. And he knew that this is a mistake, they can't be saying that this is permitted. But in spite of that V'halach, that one member of the court, or that student went, V'asa Al-Pien, and he followed their ruling. Because, as Gemara will explain, he made an error and he thought like that. There's a halacha that's called mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. It's a commandment to listen to the words of the sages. And he thought that that's even if they're mistaken. So then says the Mishnah, in contrast of the first of the Reisha, that bein sha'asu va'asa imohen, whether if they followed their ruling and he did with them, or bein sha'asu va'asa achrein, whether they did their ruling and he did after them, or bein sha'loy asu va'asu, whether if they didn't do their ruling but he did it himself. In all these cases of the Reisha, in this situation, I raise a chayiv. He's going to be liable for his own karban chatas. Because he wasn't really relying bebezin on the court, because he knew that they made a mistake. And as the Mishnah concludes this idea that if someone does something based on his own intention, so then he's chayiv for karban chatas. If he's doing it because he's relying on the court's ruling, then he's exempt. But here he's not really relying on them because he knows they're mistaken. So although he's following their ruling, that's not considered this exemption, as the Mishnah concludes, Zehaklav, this is the rule. Hatayla ba'atzmei chayv. If someone's relying on himself, then if he made a mistake, he's chayv. But if he's relying on the court and the court made the mistake, then he's going to be exempt from being a kamachatis, even as the Tana of our Mishnah holds. If he's the only one who follows their ruling, and he's the only one who even did it, still he's going to be exempt from a kamachatis. Now, in a related discussion, Amar Shmuel, he says that there's another element, like we had mentioned, when the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling, there's one that we're discussing regarding the exemption of the one who followed the court, but then there's also the halacha regarding that when the majority of the Jewish people make this error following the error of the court, then they bring a unique carbon called a par helam davish al tzibur. So that Shmuel says, lo'ilam ein bezn chayavin. So regarding these two halachas, a court is not going to be liable when the whole Jewish people, or at least a majority of them, follow their ruling. In other words, this is important both according to which is discussed in the Avdalma Beis, according to the Pin who says that it's the court who made the erroneous ruling who has to bring this bull. Or whether even according to the Pin that holds that it's the tzibur, the people who bring the bull, and not the court. Either way, it's not going to be considered a finalized ruling to create this liability of this carbon of par helm davish al tzibur. And additionally, for the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the individual who filed their ruling to be exempt because he was relying on their ruling, that is only at sheyomer lehem, until the court tells the tzibur, tells the public, they make a public announcement, then mutar natem, that you're permitted. Up until that point, even though in the learning they had said, yeah, this is permitted, that's not going to be enough to go ahead and create an exemption for the yachud or create a liability of a par helm davish al tzibur until they come out and they say it is permitted. When they come out, then that's their ruling. Then all the ramifications, both that of our Mishnah, of the yachud being pater and of the tzibur bringing the par helm davish al tzibur, will apply. Now, Rav Dimon Arda Amar, he disagrees. He says that, truthfully, it's not considered a conclusion of the ruling to be liable for this carbon of par helm davish al tzibur, that it's the liability, that the court is the one who's implicated in this. Atchiyerim lehem mutarm atem lasis. He has one more word. Until the court comes out and says, not just that it's permitted for you to do. My time, what's the reason? Because if you don't say lasis, it's not a conclusion of the ruling. The ruling has to come out and say, yes, you can do. Not just it's permitted, it has to be considering right now that this is the halach lamaisa that could be done. And Rabbi says, afanana metinina, says, so too we learned like this, the way Rav Dimi is qualifying it in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Chazar, when the Zaki Mamri, who is the elder who defies the ruling of the Sanhedrin, he's the rebellious elder, when he goes back li'iri to his city, so if Shana Malimid Kederch Shlimid, if he goes back and he teaches the way he has always been teaching, which has been proving already wrong because they went up to the Sanhedrin, they told him you're wrong, until he goes back to his hometown, he teaches that same way, says the Mishnah Pat, he's going to be exempt from the liability of the halach of Zaki Mamri. But Hayra Lasis, but if he ruled to do, which sounds like, and this is the idea that Abai is proving to Rav Dimi, that he's telling them not just that it's permitted for you, because that's how he's always been teaching, but he's saying we're talking about them lasis in practice, that this is what you can do, which that's the conclusion of his ruling, then he's liable for the halach of Zaki Mamri. You see the idea that a Hayra is only when he comes in and says not only that it's permitted, but it's permitted for you to do, he's saying it regarding practicality right now. So to Umrah Babi, says, Avananam Tinina, says, we also learned like Rav Dimi, the way he qualified it, in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. Mishnah says, Hayrulu bezdin lehinase. If the court ruled and permitted a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one witness who said, I saw that her husband had passed away, because if it was based on two witnesses, we don't need the court to permit her. The two witnesses themselves is a biblical halacha that permits her to get remarried. So if let's say it was one witness and the court permitted her to get remarried, but what did she do now that she's not anymore bound to her husband because the one witness had testified and the court allowed her to remarry? She went and now she acted immorally with znus, with a man out of wedlock. And then her husband comes and it turns out she was really a married woman the whole time. And that says the Mishnah chayeves b'karbon. So she's going to be liable for a karbon because she was not relying on the court ruling. How do we know that? What I mean, she thought she wasn't married. A single woman doesn't have the same liability as a married woman. And that says the Mishnah Shlahitirula Ela Lehinasi, because they only permitted her to get married, not to have znus. So though, yes, if she was single, the znus would not have been such a liability, but the fact that she was doing it was based on her own intention, which was a shayge, because she was really a married woman, and not to be exempt because of the ruling of the Besdin, because they didn't rule that she could have znus, they only ruled she could get remarried. Not both. And the fact that the Mishnah says that the court ruled lehinase, and it didn't say hitiruhu Besdin, that the court permitted her, Again, this is a proof to Rav Dimi that it's not considered a conclusion of the ruling until they say it's permitted for you to do. It says it in a more a practical, in the moment right now, that this is what should be done. So to Amr Ravina, he says, Afanana Matinina, says we also learned like Rav Dimi from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hoyru bezdin lavra al achas, mikol mitzvahs humurus b'tayra, it opened up the Masechta by saying that if the court ruled to violate one of the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, which sounds like that the court is ruling to do, meaning that it's not considered a conclusion of the ruling until they say it's permitted for you to do. Because it says lavra, as if to go ahead and do it. Says the Gemara, Sasuli Midi, we already have enough proofs, there's nothing more to say. Rav Dimi's interpretation obviously is the correct interpretation. This halacha, the conclusion of the ruling is when only when you say mutarm atem lasis. Now, the Ikad Amri, those that say the opposite of the first version. That it was Amar Shmuel. Shmuel was the one that said, Ein bezn chayav, and the court is not liable for the par helm davishal tzibur. In this version, it was Shmuel who said that. Until the court says it's permitted for you to do. Whereas Rav Dimi ben Arda Amar, he's the one who said, no, afilu mutar atam, even if they just say you're permitted, then that's considered nigma hirua, that's the conclusion of the ruling, even if they don't say lasas. Now, Amar Abaye says, which is the inverse of the first version, but v'haloit nan hachi, but we did not learn like this, which now all the proofs are being used to ask on Rav Dimi. Chazal Iri, the Mishnah said in Sanhedrin, now, if the Zalka member comes back to his city, and he learns and he teaches the way he's always been learning, so Pata, that's not considered the Zalka Mamri. Hayra lasis, but if he taught to do, Chayv is liable. So again, you see the Hayra is to do. So to Amr Baba says, we don't learn like this in the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. The Mishnah says, Hayra lo bezn linase, if the court ruled that she could get remarried, instead of doing that with permission now that she's not bound to her original husband, she goes and has nos, chayev is bakarben, shlahitiru la elo lehinase, because they only permit her to get remarried. So again, you see that it's regarding an active element in practice right now, that that's considered the Hayra, and again, a proof not like this second version of Rav Dimi. So to Amr Avina, he says, V'lo tznan hachi, but we didn't learn like Rav Dimi, again, of the second version, which is Shmuel of the first version, in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hoy rebezn lav ralachas mekol mitzvah musba tairo, that the court ruled that to violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, which sounds like in practice right now, which Gemara says, Suli Midi, there's nothing more to say, that this version of Rav Dimi Narda is refuted, which again is like his version in the first version, which is like Shmuel in the second version, which again, Hayra is only when they say to do in practice right now. Now the Mishnah said, so regarding this erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, and then the individual went, and he did it by mistake based on what they said. So as we had alluded to in the reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, what is this redundancy? It should just say that he did based on their mouth, on what their ruling was. What does it say by mistake? Of course, the court made the mistake. He's not making a mistake. He knows what he's doing. He's following what the court told him. This is what the rabbis say. This is what I do. So on that Amar Rava, he says that actually there's two different rulings our Mishnah is saying. It's understood that what the words in the Mishnah means to say is that the individual went and he did, either by mistake, or alpihem, based on what their words were. As the Gemara explains, Shaygig, there's two different halachas here. V'halacha yachid v'asa, either Shaygig or alpihem. Shaygig, by mistake, what does that mean? Lasui, that comes to include a case of Hayru Bezn Shechelim Mutrif. Let's say the court ruled that forbidden fats of an animal, they said actually it's permitted. Now, V'neschalif Leichelim Bishumin V'achlu, this person wasn't going to eat this chelim. He was actually sitting down to eat permitted fats. But then by mistake it got switched, and he ended up by mistake eating the chelim. And that's what the Mishnah is saying in the case of Shaygi, is Patr, he's going to be exempt. Because although he wasn't literally relying on what their ruling was, because he only ended up eating it by unintentionally, even so, because had he known that this was chaylev, he would not have backed out, because the court ruled that chaylev is permitted. So therefore, it's still considered relying on the court, even though unintentionally, and everybody's going to be exempt. That's the case of shaygig, which was really a shaygig. Now, the second element of alpiyam means alpiyam mamish, which means literally relying on their ruling. For example, if let's say the court ruled that chaylev is permitted, and he goes and the court does, and he eats chaylev, which comes to teach us that when he's by mistake, based on their ruling, he's going to be potter. So it's saying two different halachas. That's one version. Vigadami, those that say that the opposite. Amar Rava, he said that actually it's one halacha, and that's why I had to say shoygig alpiyam, that if he made a mistake based on their ruling, which sounds like that only if the mistake is literally because of their ruling, That's where Huda Pata, that's where he's going to be exempt. Because that's literally relying on the ruling. Because he knows that it's Chalev, but he's going to be exempt because he's relying on the ruling. Aval, but if let's say he was made a mistake, but not because of their ruling. For example, if let's say the court ruled that Chalev is permitted. Now, but Neschalafloi Chalev Bishrum of Achu, what the first version holds is being included, the second version of Rabbah is saying that's actually what's being excluded. Because let's say he made a mistake and they got mixed up. He was going to eat shuman, which is permitted fats, and by mistake it got served to him chaylev, and he ate that chaylev shuman v'achlu. And that's what Rav is saying. The Mishnah is teaching us that chayev, he's going to be chayev for his own individual carbon, because and this is not a case that he was relying on the bezdin, because he wasn't. He was trying to eat shuman, and therefore if he ends up eating chaylev, which is really usur, he doesn't have the exemption of chaylev bezdin. Therefore, he's going to be chayev. Now says the Gemara. This teaching, which was obvious to Rava, which in different, depending on the version, it was either obvious to him that it's going to be Pater or Chayev, but either way, this actual halacha was a question Rami Bachama had. The boy Rami Bachama, he had asked this as a question. He said, let's say the court ruled erroneously that Chaylev forbidden fats is permitted, and then the individual got mixed up. He was going to eat Shuman, and by mistake it was served to him Chaylev, and he ate it. What is the halacha? On that, Amar Rava, he wanted to say Tashma, you can prove it from our Mishnah, which again, depending on which version of Rava, was actually saying the opposite. So Rava wanted to say, Halach yachid va'asa shagiga p'yem chulu, that it said in the Mishnah, if an individual goes and he does by mistake based on their ruling. So says Rava, shagiga p'yem lamali, why put in the word shagig? Just say, he did based on their ruling. What's the word erroneously? Lav lasuyi hayur bezdin shechelev muta isn't coming to include this case when the court ruled that chelev is permitted v'nischalaf loy chelev b'shumin v'achlu that potter, and then by mistake he got mixed up. It's coming to say that no, he didn't do al pihem. He did shaygig al pihem. It was by mistake for something that was permitted that was by their ruling, which that's what the Mishnah is coming to include, that even there is going to be potter. That says Rambam Bachama, no, Dima Shagig al Pihum de Pater, which is like the other version of Rabbah, that's saying no. Maybe what it's coming to teach us is only if the Shagig is because of their ruling, that's where he's going to be exempt. But if he got mixed up the Chaylev with the Shuman and he eats it, then actually he's going to be Chayev, because then his Shagig is not coming based on their ruling, it's just because he didn't realize. So even though they permitted the ruling, but he wasn't relying on them, and therefore actually maybe going to be Chayev, and there's no proof from our Mishnah. Now, as we said, depending on which version of Rava, Ikad Amri, that those who say that actually what Rava tried proving from our Mishnah, which Rambam rejected the proof, was the other way around. Amar Rava, he said, Tashma, we can infer from our Mishnah that said, Halach Yachid V'asa Shaygal Piyam. The individual goes and he does by mistake based on the ruling, he's going to be Pater. Now, my love, isn't it that what the Mishnah is teaching us is only Shaygig Al Piyam with the Pater? If his mistake of eating this chaylev was because of the ruling, meaning that he knew he was eating chaylev, and relying on the ruling, that's what he's going to be potter. Av neschav lei chaylev b'shumen v'achlu chayev, but if he got mixed up, and by mistake he ate the chaylev, then he's going to be chayev. On that said, Rambam Bachama, no, dilma oisha gigal p'yam. No, maybe the inference is the other way around. It's actually saying two different halachas. If he ate shagig or alpiyim, either one is going to be potter, and therefore there's no proof from a Mishnah. As we said, either way, you could try to infer, but then you could reject it by saying it's the other way around, and therefore, although according to either version of Rava, it was obvious one way or the other, according to Rambam Chama, he didn't say that it was definite, and therefore he had that question, what would the halacha be in that case? Now, says the Gemara, actually, bepulkta, this halacha is a machlekes amayron. Hayru bezen shechelev mutter. The court ruled that forbidden fats are permitted. B'neschalef lechelev b'shumen v'achol. And then, the individual was sending out to eat the kosher fats. And by mistake, he got mixed up this chelev, this forbidden fats, and he ate it. What's the halacha? So it's actually machlekes Rava Mapata. He says that the individual is going to be exempt because this is considered relying on the court. And therefore, like we said in our Mishnah, an individual that follows the ruling of the court is going to be exempt. But Birchana Machayev, he says, no, the individual is going to be liable because it's not literally al PM. He's not doing this because of their ruling, because he really actually means to eat shuman. And it was only by mistake to eat the chelim. So therefore, it's like relying on himself, and therefore he's going to be chayev for his own individual karbachatas. Now the Gemara says, Mesiv, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechanan from the following brisa. Pasuk HaMayikra in Perek Dal Pasuk of Zayin talks about by the liability of an individual when he violates an Isra in the Torah. It says, V'im nefesh achas techata b'shkog, if one person will sin by mistake, which as the brisa quotes from the Pasuk, me'am ha'aretz, from the people of the land, ba'asa yisah, when he does this. So the Pasuk concludes, when he does this, that he violates one of the mitzvahs of Hashem that shouldn't be done, and he's guilty, so then he's going to be chayev a carbon. Now, the word me am haaretz, from the people of the land, sounds like, but it's coming to exclude, but not every person of the land, not every Jew will be chayav akar b'chatas if he does an inadvertent sin. Why? What's that excluding? Says the Tanna Kamma, prat l'mumr. That's excluding a renegade Jew who, even though this iser maybe he did by mistake, but he's not going to bring a carbon if he makes a shkaga, if he erroneously violates an iser in the Torah. I mean to say, we don't accept a carbon from him. And that's what the pasuk is excluding, that me am haaretz, but not every single person. Such a person, even though it was b'shagig, he's not going to bring a carbon. Now, Reb Shimon ben Yosi, Oyman Mishum, Reb Shimon, he says, Ein etzach, you don't need this pasuk, this drasha of me am haaretz ba'asaisa, to exclude the mummer, because harei oimer, that he's excluded a mummer from a different pasuk. Pasuk says, the Mayikra says that if a person does something, ashaloi se'asena, which should not be done, b'shkaga, by mistake, v'ashem, he's going to be guilty. And then the next pasuk continues, Ayhaida, or if it becomes known to him that he has sinned, so then he's going to have to bring a carbon for his sin. Says Reb Shimon ben Reb Yosi, what the smichas apsukim, what the proximity of these psukim is teaching, is that hashav miyidi asai, only someone who would repent when it would become known to him, which that's what the pasuk is teaching, Ayhaida, or if it becomes known to him, meaning, and he would repent and he would bring a carbon, then maybe carbon asher gagasi, that's what the previous pasuk is teaching, then such a person brings a carbon if he by mistake violated a prohibition. But laisha midiyasa, but if someone, even if he would find out that he did him an aver, would not repent, saying maybe carbon asher gagasi, so such a person does not bring a carbon even if he did that aver by mistake, and since a renegade Jew would not repent even if he finds that he did an iser, so therefore he's not going to make a carbon even if it was b'shagig. Now, the Gemara tells later on the second parak that the ramification between what the source is would actually be a case if a mumer eats as a renegade Jew forbidden fats, but he wants to bring a carbon for blood, that would be the difference. Do we say that it's excluded, or do we say that if he wouldn't repent, maybe from this iser he would, but a difference is that he wouldn't. But that the Gemara explains in the second parak. But primarily what the Gemara wants from this is that the same thing should apply in that case we're discussing here in the Gemara. When the court rules that chaylev is permitted, and then this guy who's about to eat shuman gets mixed up, and by mistake he eats the chaylev, such a person is not shav midiyasei. Even if he would find out that he's eating the prohibited thing, in this case, he would not back out because the court ruled that he's allowed to. So therefore, just like the mumer, he should not be chayav a carbon, because the court ruled that the chaylev is permitted, and therefore he wouldn't back out. And you said that anyone who wouldn't back out doesn't make a carbon when he does it b'shagig. Now that's difficult, according to Rabbi Yechon, who said that in such a case, that would be chayev, because he considers that the person is relying on himself. And that says the Gemara of Isa. Now if it's true, the case that we're discussing is a person who would not back out once he would find out about it. And that we learned from Reb Shimon ben Yosi, that if someone's not shav midiyasei, so then he's not going to bring a carbon. So how does Rabbi Yechonin say that the person is going to bring a carbon? That around Papa, he says, Ksav Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin holds, Kivin dechim misyada lehu lebeidina, hajubahu. Since when it would finally become known to the court that they made a mistake, this is prohibited, they would retract. Vahu nami hadirbe, and then the individual who was following their ruling would also retract. So shav midiyasei karina bevechayv. So that is considered that when this person would ultimately find out, he would back out. And therefore, he is going to be a chayav a carbon, like anyone who's shav midiyasei. Because in this case, when a person is not totally relying on the court, because he's not really doing it based on their ruling, it's only because it got mixed up. He was going to eat shuman. Now, yeah, if he would have found out it's chaylev, he would have eaten it anyway. But because of that, Rabbi Yechonin says the person is going to be chayav a carbon, because he ultimately did not do it based on the ruling, but it's still, as we said, going to be considered, he would be shoving the yasa if he would find out, ultimately at the end. In contrast, when he literally follows their ruling, so even though you're right, when it would become known to the court, then they would back out, and then he would back out too, and then that shoving the yasa, so then he should be chayav a carbon. And that is what the halach is, no, that still he's going to be puzzled from a carbon, because that's the gzeres akasa, when he's totally relying on the bezdin, on the Sanhedrin, that's what the Torah tells us, he's going to be exempt. But if he's not totally relying on them, then ultimately he's going to be chayav a carbon, because that's not considered being relying on them totally. And it is still considered shav midiyasei, because, yeah, although in this moment, if you found there was chaylev, you would not back out, but in the ultimate truth, when the court would find out, and they would back out, and he would back out, so that is considered shav midiyasei, and therefore he could be chayav a carbon. Now, Amar Rava, he says that although Rav had said in this machlokes with Rabbi Yechonon, that when it got mixed up for this individual, he had chaylev instead of shuman, where Rav considered that an individual who is still considered following the ruling of the court and going to be exempt. But Rav says, Maida Rav she'ina mashem l'rav tzibur. But Rav would agree that this individual, although he's exempt, he's not going to final off and complete the public into considering as a majority of the tzibur. So, for example, if let's say the court said that chaylev is permitted, and half of the people, of the Jewish people, go and follow the ruling of the court. Now, and they eat chaylev. Now, this guy was actually sitting down to eat a meal of shuman, and they got mixed up and he ate the chaylev. So that's what Rav is saying, that Rav would agree that he's not mashlim the tzibur into the rave of the tzibur. And therefore, they're not going to bring a par of helam dav, which is only when the majority of the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the court. My time, what's the reason? Says Rav, because Amakra, the pasuk says, in Bamidbar, according to most Rishonim, that it says, Ki l'cholam, because for all of the people was bishkaga in error, which teaches us, Achiyu kulam bishkaga achas, until all of them are making the same error based on the ruling of the court. Where this individual, although Rav holds that he's still going to be exempt because it's considered talu bebezin, but ultimately he's not making the same mistake as them. Their mistake is the half of the Jewish people is because they're following their ruling. His mistake was that the chilev got mixed up with the shuman. So although he's exempt, but he's not going to be mashing them to be the Reib Tzibur, to make a liability of a par helm davar shal Tzibur. Now the Mishnah continued and said that this halacha of when the court rules and even the individual goes and follows the ruling, he's going to be exempt from his own individual karban chatas, was bein sha'asu v'asa imohen v'chulu, whether if they did and he did with them, etc. As the Gemara asked, he's going to be exempt. Loma lila misna kalhani. Why does the Mishnah have to say all these different cases? Either that he did with them, or he did after them, or even if the court themselves didn't do and he did do, still he's going to be exempt. So the Gemara explains what its question is. Bishlam Reish, we understand the first part of the Mishnah, which is the cases that we're saying he's pater. That in contrast to the Sefer, which says that if he's a Talmud, a Roy Laharo, one of the members of the Bezdin, he's going to be Chayiv. So we understand in the Reisha that what's called Loizu Avzukatani. It's teaching us not only this, but even this is going to be exempt, which the understanding of the Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah is saying not only the first case that when he does with them, which that's of course considered relying on the court because he's doing it together with us, sitting down to eat a meal of chaylev and sitting with them, of course he's going to be pater. But that's when the Mishnah continues that no, even if he does not together with them, but only after them, still that's considered relying on the court is going to be exempt. And not only that, but even if that when he does after them is going to be exempt, but even if, let's say, the court themselves didn't even follow the ruling, and he did, even so, that's considered him relying on the ruling is going to be exempt. So that we understand. El Seifa de la Chiyuva, but the Seifa, which talks about cases of liability, when we're by the Dayan, who knew that they're making a mistake, and still he follows them, or the Talmud Roi Lehra, that says that in all these cases, he's going to be Chayiv, Ipcha mi Bayilei, it should have said in the reverse order. The Mishnah should have said that if the court ruled, and one of the members knew that they made a mistake, or a student that was fit to ruling knew that they made a mistake, and still he went and followed the ruling. So it should have said that whether if they didn't do and he did, or even if they did but he did after them, or even if he did together with them, which the bigger chiddush is doing literally together with them, still he's going to be chayiv because he's not relying on their ruling because he knows they're making a mistake. So it's like considered like he's doing it based on his own understanding. Which that would have sounded like that. Not only this, that when they don't do and he does, that's not considered talib bezin is mechayiv. But even here, what he does after them, that's not talib bezin is mechayiv. And not only that, even when he does, not only with after, but even with them, where they would have thought to say that since he's doing with them, that's considered relying on the court and he should be exempt. Even so, we're going to say that since he knows they make a mistake, that's not considered relying on the court and it's going to be mechayiv. But why is saying the other way? I think Gemara continues on base and says that's not a difficulty. Because the Seifa is saying in a different format of what's called Zu V'ein Tzarech L'Mezukutani. It's saying in that, in contrast to the Reisha, the Seifa is saying those cases in the Reisha that he says you can be Potter, that, yeah, I don't have to tell you that if he does with them, that's not considered relying on the court. And for sure, I don't have to tell you when he does after them, that for sure that's not considered relying on the court in Zimichai B'Karban. And for sure, I don't have to tell you that when they don't do and he does on his own, for sure he's going to be Chayiv. So it's not, yeah, right, each one is for sure not, but that's a contrast to the Reisha, which is saying these three cases, which is building Chiddush after Chiddush, that you can be Pater, and that the Sefer says that I don't have to tell you that you can be Chayiv in this case, and for sure not in that case, and for sure not in that case, which the Reisha said, yeah, Pater, here in all these cases, this dying, this judge is going to be Chayiv a carbon for himself. Now the Mishnah had said, as we quoted in the Sefer, But the yada echad mehen shato. But let's say if one of the members of the court knew that they're making a mistake, a talmud v'ra'la ra, or a student who is fit for ruling, and he does it on his own together with the Jewish people, he's going to be chayv because he knows they're making a mistake. On that, as the gemara tarti lamali, why do we need these two cases of a judge and a student who's fit for ruling? So Amar Rabbi says itzuk, it was necessary. You would think to say hanemili gomer, that this halacha would be true that he knew, he should have known better, and therefore it's not really relying on the court, is only someone who is learned, he learned the teachings, and besavar, he's also someone who has the understanding to extrapolate idea from idea. Aval gomer v'lei savar loy, but if someone who knows teachings, but he doesn't understand on his own, would not, and that the chiddush is, that's what's saying, that even a student who knows the teachings, but it's not, doesn't have svar, doesn't have logic, is still going to be ahead and be chayv his own carbon, because he should have known better. That is the Gemara and Rava. Amalei Abai says the Mishnah says lohi ra, that is fit for ruling. Gomer v'saver mashma. That sounds like someone who understands and has logic, because he's not fit for ruling if he can't extrapolate one idea from another. You can't just read out of a Shulchan Aruch, out of the Gemara. You have to have svara too. How could you say that's the second case being included when he's gomer v'loi saver? So Amalei, so Rava said to him, ano hocher kemina. This is what I was saying. Imahi, had we only had the case of the dying of the judge, havamina, I would say that's someone who is learned and has understanding. But if someone has learned and is not, does not have understanding, would not be chayv his own karban chatas. That's why Tana, that's why the Mishnah teaches a ro lahara, that he's fit for teaching. That's what I'm telling you is mimishni is seira. That's why it says an extra case, which was unnecessary, because yeah, a Talmud Ra Lahira is the same thing as a Dayan. They're both Gomer V'Saver. So why say an extra case to teach you that a fill a Gomer V'Loi Saver? It's coming to tell you that there's another case here where he's learned it and he doesn't understand, or Saver V'Loi Gomer, or if he understands and he's not learned it, that to tell you that even there he's going to be Chayiv his own Karban Chatzas. But you're right. The case of Talmud Ra Lahira is Gomer V'Saver. But by saying the extra case, it's telling you that there's another halacha which the Bach actually takes out, Savu Legamer, because it doesn't make sense to say that someone who doesn't even know Torah teachings, which is because he has logic, would be considered that he should know halacha better. He doesn't know anything about halacha. But at least the case of Gomer V'loi Saver, that's what Rabbi is saying, is being included from the halacha of our Mishnah by adding on the unnecessary case of Talmud V'Hara La'ra, although that case is Gomer V'Saver, but it was unnecessary to teach you that even if he's learned it and doesn't have Svara, he should have known, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Which the Gemara continues and says, so he said that one of the cases is, or a student that's royal or raw, that's fit for teaching mechulu. So the Gemara asks, kagayman, for example, like who? If it's someone who's fit for ruling, then he would be a judge. Why is he then considered a student? So Amar Rav, he says, kagayman Shimon ben Azay b'Shimon ben Zayma, who they were those who were younger, and they sat in front of the sages, but they were fit for ruling, they were just too young. As the Gemara says in the first Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, that they would educate in front of the sages, which was Shimon ben Zayma. When it says those terminology, Abdon lefnei Chom and Shas, it means Shimon ben Azay and Shimon ben Zayma, which is the reason why they're not even usually called by their first name, but rather ben Azay, ben Zayma, like a young person who's called based on his father. Now, on that, asked the Gemara, Omle Abaya. He says, you're telling me that it's Shimon ben Azay and Shimon ben Zayma? But Kihai Gavna, in such a case, when they know that the court is making a mistake, and still they go ahead and follow that ruling, why would they be Chayav a carbon? But Mezer who, such a person like Shimon ben Zayma, Shimon ben Azay, they're very intelligent in halacha. They know as much learning as anyone else. And therefore, they're deliberately sinning, because they know this is forbidden. And someone who deliberately sins doesn't bring a carbon. So, okay, so he's not going to be considered exempt because he's following the ruling of the court. But still, he's not a shogeg himself, so he shouldn't bring a karban chatzos. He should be worse off, but not bring a karban because he's amazed. To which Rava answers, he says, wait a second. Well, Tamech, according to your reasoning, Hadetanya, I'll bring you a braisa. The braisa quotes the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Dalad Pasuk of Zayin, that says that Vim Nefesh Achas Techa Tabishkogam Ama Arts, if there's going to be one person who sins erroneously from the people of the land, Ba'asaisa, when he does it, Achas, when he does, one of the mitzvahs he violates that shouldn't be done and he's guilty. Says the Braisa, what this is teaching us is, but when it uses the singular terminology, is Yachara Isa Mipi Atzmi Chayv. When he does it, meaning when an individual does it based on his own mistake, then he's Kachayv or Karma Chatas. By Ras Bazin Pata, but if he's doing it based on the ruling of the court, then he's going to be exempt. Explains the Braisa, Ketzad, how so? So Hayri Bazin Shechel of Mutiv. The court rules that forbidden fats are permitted. Now, but v'noy de le'echad mehen shetou, now it was known to one of the members of the court that they're making a mistake. Or a student who's sitting in front of them, who's fit for ruling, And knows they're making a mistake. Kagoin Shimon ben Azai, the Brisa says explicitly how Rabbi said it. For example, Shimon ben Azai. Now, continues the Brisa, Yachul Yehi Pata, so you would think that this would be included in what we said, that when he's following the court ruling, he's exempt. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Ba'asaisa Achas, when he does it, one, meaning, Yachul Isa Piatz Mechayev, like we said, an individual who's doing it based on his own understanding, is Mechayev. And Shimon ben Azai is someone who's doing it based on his own understanding, not on the Hayru HaSpezin. So he's going to be Chayiv. But Hayru HaSpezin part, if he does it based on the court's ruling, if he does is not so learned like Shimon ben Azai, then he's going to be exempt. So you see, says Rava, that the Brisa clearly says, like I said, that a case of a Tama Hayru La Hayru that's going to be exempt, that's going to be Chayiv, a carbon, if he follows the court's ruling and not be exempt like a regular person of the Amma Aretz, is going to be Chayiv, a carbon. But not that he's amazing and that he's not even going to be able to bring a carbon. So yeah, Abai, you have a good question. So how do you understand this? But don't ask it on me, it's a Brisa too. Says Rava kagoin de yada de asa. You're right, he knows it's forbidden. But why isn't he considered amazing? Because v'katoi b'mitzvah l'shmai divrei chacham. He's obviously making a mistake in the commandment of listening to the words of the sages. That he thought that even to do an iser, you should still follow the words of the sages. So says Rava, l'didinami, according to me also, that I say that what does it mean, Talmud Roy La'iroz, like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, would also be in such a case, to tov b'mitzvah l'shmai divrei. It's not mazid, because he is making a mistake, even though he knows his aser, but he thinks that you have to listen to the words of the sages anyway, which is wrong, and therefore it's considered his own individual shaygig, and therefore he's going to be his own karma chattas, but it's not a mazid, and neither is it that he's considered following the Roy's bezin, because he's really relying on himself, because he really knows that they're wrong. Now the Mishnah had summed it up by saying, Zaklal, this is the rule. If he's relying on himself and he's making a mistake, he's chayav akar mechatas, relying on the court, he's going to be exempt. Says the Gemara, Lasu Yimai, what is when it says this is the rule, what's that coming to include? Says the Gemara, Lasu Yimavayit Bahiro, it's coming to include if he rebels against the rabbinic rulings. Meaning, if such a person customarily did not listen to the rabbis in their rulings, and then, later point in time, they rule that chaylev is permitted. And this guy who rebels, who doesn't care about the rabbi's rulings, follows their ruling, and he eats chaylev. He is going to be chayiv of his own karban chatas. Because since he customarily doesn't listen to their rulings, and now he's also not listening to their rulings, and when he's eating the chaylev, he's eating based on his own understanding, and he's not relying on the court, so therefore he's going to be chayiv of a karban. That's what's being included when he's a toil ba'atzmai. He's really being toil ba'atzmai, therefore he's going to be chayiv. And when the Mishnah said this is the rule, that if he's toil ba'bezdin, that if he relies on the court, he's going to be putter, says the Gemara, that's lesuyi hayir bezin. That comes to include even a case where the court ruled erroneously, but then miyadu shetov b'chazib, and then they found out they made a mistake and they retracted, whether if they had brought an atonement or they didn't bring an atonement, but they already backed out from their ruling. But then subsequently, an individual didn't hear about their retraction and he followed their ruling. He's going to be potter because still he's relying on the court and he's doing it with the permission of the court's ruling. And even in such a case, he's Taylor Babazin, even though the court already backed out, and he's going to be potter. And that is the Gemara. If that's the case that's being included in the Zaklal, Habehed Yukatanila. The Mishnah later on, the next daf on Daf Gimel Mabez, explicitly says that in such a case, Reb Shimon says that the individual is going to be potter. The Gemara says that's not difficult. Tani, our Mishnah says it in a general rule when it says Zahaklal, Vahad Mefarish, and then the next Mishnah explains it in its detail. But that's not a difficulty, that could be included in Zahaklal, and then it says it in its specific in the next Mishnah. Now, Amr Yehuda Mishmul, he says that Zud Divrei Yehuda, the ruling that we were talking about in our Mishnah, the opening halacha, is actually the opinion of only Rabbi Yehuda. Avachacham Aym, but the sages disagree. And they say, Yochid Sha'asa Bahiroz Bazdin, an individual. Not the Roy but the Tzibur, which is what the Pasuk talks about by Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur. When the opening halacha of our Mishnah, when an individual follows the ruling of the court, he's going to be chai of his own karma chatas. Because it doesn't have that exemption of the Roy Tzibur when the Bezin or the Tzibur bring the Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur. Since it's not a majority, it's just an individual. So therefore, although he's following the court's ruling, but still he's doing it by mistake, albeit because he's relying on the court, and he has to bring his own karma chatas. In contrast to the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which he says, no, the Yochid, since he's relying on the Bazin, he's going to be exempt from bringing a carbon, albeit the court and the Tzibur are not bringing a carbon because he's the only one that followed it. So the Gemara clarifies my Rabbi Yehuda. What's this Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Where do you find Rabbi Yehuda says, like we're saying in our Mishnah? It's kind of like we learned a Braisa, the Pasuk says in Mayikram, Im Nefesh Achas, if one person, which these wordings are superfluous, because you could just say, Im Techete Beshkog, if someone makes a mistake and he sins, So nefesh is an individual. Achas is an individual. If one person will be techet bishkag, will make a mistake in his sin, ba'asaysa, when he does it, and ba'asaysa is also when he is also saying an individual, which sounds like that it's coming to teach us nefesh and the word achas and ba'asaysa are all going on the word techeta. Nefesh techeta, or achas techeta, or ba'asaysa techeta. Hare elu gimel meyutin, says the Braisa, these are three exclusionary terms, which are saying that only these individuals are going to be chayav akar mechatas. Which, let's say the last one of ba'asaysa, it sounds like, ba'asaysa, when he does it, which tells you ha'asa mepi atzmei chayav, only someone who does it based on his own understanding, when he does it, then he's going to be chayav, which that excludes that if he's relying by Ros Bezen, Pater, if he's relying on the court's ruling, then he's going to be exempt. As the Gemara of Sechta Shabbos, Tav Tzadik Gimel and Alf explains these three exclusions according to Rabbi Huda, that one is excluding that if, let's say, regarding the halachas of Shabbos, where you have to do ha'akira and anacha to be chayav and oitza, you have to pick it up and put it down. If one person picks it up, another one puts it down, that's not considered an individual who did the issur, he's going to be exempt. Or if, let's say, both could do it and they did it together, then they're going to be exempt. It has to be one person doing it themselves. And one, which like we're saying over here, is that when an individual does it because of the court's ruling, so then he's going to be exempt. So actually Rashi in the next daf asks, throughout the whole Torah, we always say in the Gemara, that ein mit achar mit el rabbis. When you have an exclusion and then another exclusion, it's actually coming to include. So how do we say over here when there's three mi'utin that we're going to use them all as exclusionary terms? To the contrary, it should be when the second one should already include. So Yerushalmi explains that that's only when there's two mi'utin. Well, actually, when there's three mi'utin, one after the other, in one pasuk, then actually they're all coming to exclude, to be a mi'ut, as is taught in regarding the 32 midas, Shatar and the Jeshapen, that the Torah is expounded upon. So therefore, they're all going to be three exclusions. So we have this braisa that says, like the Halacha of HaMishnah, which we're saying is Rabbi Huda, who says that an individual who's following the ruling of the court, even though he's the only one, is going to be exempt from being a karb. So the Gemara says, am I Rabbanan? Where do we find the opinion that we're saying is that of the Rabbanan, that they disagree? Say a Yochad that does, based on the ruling of the court, is going to be chayav a karban. So says the Gemara, the time like learned in a braisa, which the beginning of that braisa, as is brought in Teres Kayanim, says, the pasuk says, ba'asaysa, when he does it. So says the braisa, you would think, okay, when an individual, if he's the only one doing this sin, then he's going to be chayav a karban. But if let's say two people do the same sin, you would think that they would be exempt. So Talmud Lema, that's what Braisa teaches, it says, Me'am ha'aretz, from the people of the land, which is, even if many people do this sin, they're all going to be chayav of their own karban yachid. Now, continues the Braisa, now, adayin ani omer, but still I would say, Mi'ut kohol shachatu, if a minority of the assembly, of the Jewish people, make this sin, so then chayavin, so then they're going to be liable for their own karban chattis. Why? Because she'in bezn mevin al yedehen, because the court does not bring on them, if let's say a minority of the Jewish people do a certain sin, the court does not then bring a par, a bull. They don't bring a par helm davishal tzibur if only a minority of the people do a sin. So yeah, maybe over there I would say when a minority of the Jewish people commit a sin, then they bring the orka mechatas. But roif kahal shachatu, when the majority of the Jewish people commit a sin, meaning unrelated to an erroneous court ruling, what's called shigas maisa gredasa, they just by mistake. A majority of the Jewish people happen to have made that mistake. You would think, you peturin, that they would then be exempt from being their own karmachatas. Why? Shari bezdin mevin al yidehin par, because the court brings a carbon for them of a bull when the court made an erroneous ruling and the majority of the Jewish people followed that ruling, then the Jewish people are exempt from being in their own karmachatas. As the Gemara says later on, the Remeir says that when there's seven tribes that sin, the court has to bring a par helm davishal tzibur, the one carbon of a bull, and the Jewish people are exempt. So therefore, says the Braisa, I would think to say that just like when the court makes an erroneous ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people follow that, and they sin, they're exempt. So therefore, even if unrelated to a court's erroneous ruling, when the majority of the Jewish people commit a certain sin, you would think they would be exempt from making their own carbon. Tam alema, that's what the Braisa teaches. The pasuk says, me'am ha'aretz, from the people of the land, which sounds like afila ruba v'afila kula. Even if it's a majority of the Jewish people, if even all the Jewish people go ahead and commit a certain sin unrelated to a court's erroneous ruling, they're going to be chayiv if it's just a shigas maisa gredasa, if they just happen to have made that same mistake. Everyone's going to have to bring their own karban chatas, whether it be a kisba or a seira, a she-goat or a she-lamb. Now, the reason is because this that it says in the pasuk, mi'am ha'aretz, is written only in the context of Shigis Maisa, which is but unrelated to court ruling. And that's saying that even if all the Jewish people make that mistake, they're going to have to bring their carbon. But one thing, says the Gemara, that we learn from this Braisa, that an individual that does based on the court's ruling is going to be chayiv. How do we know this? Because, I mean, that was the words that we said, that miut kol shachatu are going to be chayiv. And even, as the Braisa says, she'ein bezd mevin al dei impar, the court's not going to bring. It says, Gemara, how do we know that the individual is going to have to bring his own carbon? So, says the Gemara, because b'mai. What is this Braisa talking about when we're saying that these people sinned? And that we're talking about the ramifications that they're going to be chayiv their own carbon? If you think that it's talking about that they made a mistake in action, and bezdin shalei bara, and the court didn't give any erroneous ruling over here. They didn't give any ruling. For example, if let's say the people by mistake got mixed up, they were all being served shuman, and they got mixed up without the ruling of the court, and they ended up eating chalav, which the reading of the braisa would be, and if let's say a minority of the Jewish people sinned by just shigas maisa, without a ruling of the court, that the Braisa is saying they're going to be chayiv, but the Braisa is saying that I would have thought to say that when the majority of the Jewish people sin with just a shigas maisa without hara of the bezdin, you would think there'd be pater. Why? Because the court brings for them a par, brings a bull. So if the courts bring a bull, so then the individuals don't have to bring their own kabbanis. That's what the Braisa is teaching. No, tam aloy ma'am ha'aretz. That sounds like that even if the majority are gonna be sinning by mistake, they're gonna have to bring a carbon, where each one has to bring his own carbon chatas, like Hizbo Seira. And that says the Gemara, if that's the case, can you really say these words of Shahari Bezn Mavin Ale Impar? That when the majority of the Jewish people do a Shigas Maisa without a court ruling, that then the court brings a bull for them? But Bezn Maiva Detayu, Shaloi Baroz Bezn. What does the court have to do over here if they didn't even make a ruling? Bezdin Mi Maisi Shaloi Baroz, does the court bring a carbon when they didn't even make a ruling? So Ella, what are you going to say? No, Bahira, the case of the Braisa is talking about when the court did make an erroneous ruling. And the reading of the Braisa would be that Miit Kol Shechat Bahira, if the minority of the Jewish people sinned because of the erroneous court ruling, for example, the court ruled and the minority of Jewish people followed them. So that's what the Braisa is saying. So each individual is going to be chayiv his own karma chatas, because in that case, the court does not bring a par for them, because they only bring when the majority of Jewish people does the sin. And therefore, when the majority of the Jewish people follow their ruling, you would think they'd be exempt. And that's what the Braisa is teaching, Tamalei Mamama Oretz, that even if a majority of them follow the court's ruling, there is still going to be chayv their own carbon chatas. And that is the Gemara. Can you really say that the tzibah is going to have to bring a carbon when the court made an erroneous ruling? But v'hakiksiv me'ama oretz, when does it say this pasuk that the Braisa is bringing to prove that they're going to have to bring their own carbon chatas even though they're rave of the kahal? That because it says the words me'am aretz, that b'shigis ma'isa hu dechsev, that's only written in the context of when all it was a mistake in their action, but not when the court made an erroneous ruling, and therefore you can't learn out from this pasuk to make the majority of the Jewish people liable for their own carbon even when the court had made an erroneous ruling. So elalav rather concludes the Gemara hachikam, and this is going to be the proof, what's the opinion of the Rabbanan, that when the Yachid follows the ruling of the court, he is chayv for his own carbon. Because it must be the Braisa saying as follows, Mihit kol shachatu b'shigigas ma'isa chayavin. When the minority of the Jewish people sin by mistake in action, then they're going to be chayiv their own carbon chatas, whether a kisbo or a seira. Why? And this is regarding the case of shigigas ma'isa. But the logic is extrapolated from the case of hayra. She'ein bezn mevin al yidein par b'hayra. Because when the court rules erroneously and the minority of the Jewish people follow them, which they sin because they're following their psak, then the court does not bring a par for that halacha. Now, in that inserts Rabbi Yehuda, ha-hein, but the people themselves, it sounds like those individuals, those minority of the Jewish people, would be chayavin. Would in that case, when the court had erroneously made the ruling, would have to bring their own karma chatas because, and this is the proof that the Rabban hold, that a yachid that follows the Hayroz Bezin would be chayiv. And that's what the Braisa is saying. Just like when there's Hayroz Bezin, the minority of Jewish people sin, so too when they have a Shigas Maisa on their own, they're also going to be chayiv their own carbon chatas. And that continues the Braisa. Yochel Reb Tzibush also b'shigis ma'isi b'turin. And that's why I would have thought to say that when the majority of the Jewish people sin in their own action, nothing to do with the Haros Bezin, you would think they would be exempt from bringing their own karmachatas. Why? Shari Bezin mevim aleim par bahira. Because in the parallel halacha, when the court made their own ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people follow that ruling, then the court brings the carbon, and they don't. Tamalei Mama Arts, that's what the Pasuk teaches, no, from the people of the land, that afilo rubai, that even when the majority of the Jewish people follow that, when they make their own sin unrelated to their own yis ruling, they're going to be chayv their own carbon chatas. But that's one thing that the Gemara is saying, is that you see from this brisa that the inference is that the court is going to be exempt when the individuals follow their erroneous ruling, which sounds like, but the individuals themselves are going to be chayiv. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan, that Yochad Sha'asa by Ruas Bezin is going to be chayiv, not like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which says that you're going to be chayiv. Towards the Gemara asks Omar Papa. He asks on this interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, explaining that the halacha of our Mishnah, which is being said is Rabbi Yehuda, is contested by this last price we quoted, which is said as the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say, unlike the halach of our Mishnah, that Yochad Sha'asa B'Eros Bezin is going to be chayiv, as was explained because of how we ultimately read the Braisa, which is teaching the halachas of Shigigas Maisa, which is being inferred from a comparison of the halach of Ha'eros Bezin. That Aram Papa says, Mimai, where do you see this? Dimaloi Hein V'loi Bezin. How do you know to read the words like Rabbi Huda was inferring from the words of the Braisa that was saying that by a mere kohol, that with Ha'eros Bezin, that Bezin doesn't bring a carbon, and that, but the individuals do? How do you know? Maybe it's saying that neither the court and neither individuals bring a carbon by their raw. And therefore, says Rav Papa, that the way one would have to read the Braisa is as follows. Maybe it means a minority of the assembly, that if they sin with Shigas Maisa, which is just an error in their action, without a Haroes Bezin, they are going to be chayv, says the Braisa, to bring their own carbon. Why? Because the Braisa said, because the court does not bring a par for them when the court makes an erroneous ruling and only minority follows them. But maybe that the truth is that the minority are also going to be exempt. Because maybe the Rabban hold like a Yehuda Devar Mishnah that Yochad Sha'asa B'Eros Bezin is going to be Pater. All it's saying is that the court is going to be exempt. And therefore, that would tell us that we don't see like it is by the case of the Tzibur where the court brings when the majority have a follow the Haroes Bezin. So, and they're exempt. So maybe by when the Shigas Maisa also be exempt. But who said there's anything regarding the Yachid, that the Yachid is going to be chayiv by Haroes Bezin? No. The Yachid will be chayiv by Shigas Maisa because the Bezdin doesn't bring by Hara. But maybe they themselves also don't bring by Hara. Torah Gemara says, Ihachid, but that's the case, like you're saying, that neither them nor the court is going to be liable of carbon when a minority follows the erroneous ruling of the Bezdin. So then, even the minority of the Kohal, when they do just a Shigas Maisa, then they should also be Pater. Just like you're saying, they're going to be Pater by Hara. In other words, because if like you're saying that Loi Hein V'Loi Bezdin, so says the Gemara in response to our Papa, then my Iriu de Mahadir Al Ruba L'Chiyub, and then why is the Braisa seeking after the Halacha of to tell us a Chiddush that the majority of the Tzibur, when they do a Shigas Maisa, that they can be chayiv a carbon, like the Braisa says. The Braisa says, but Roiv of the Kol, that when they sin with Shigas Maisa, you would think they're Pater, said the Braisa. Why? The Braisa says, because the court brings for them a par when it's the Haroes Bezin that they follow erroneously, and they're Pater. So you would think the same thing would apply without Haroes Bezin. When the majority of the people do a Shigas Maisa, that they're going to be exempt. So it says the Braisa, Tamalei Ma'am Ha'aretz, that even if the majority, that they're going to be Chayv a Shigas Maisa. Why does it seek it to say it only by the Rav? Why doesn't it say it even by the Miut to tell us this Chiddush that the Miut will be Chayv? Lav Mechlal, says the Gemara in answer to Rav Papa's question, isn't it inferred? Because the Miut Bahira Kaimalei, because regarding the halacha of when the minority of the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the Bezdin, that it was obvious to the Tana, that of course they're going to be chayiv when they follow the erroneous ruling of the Bezdin. As was said in the name of Yehuda, which was this point of proving the opinion of the Rabban, Nalik the halacha of Mishnah, that they hahein chayiv and that they would be chayiv, because the Yachid Sha'asa B'Eros Bezdin would be chayiv. And therefore, that's why it was obvious to the Braisa that just like when they follow the Haroes Bezin, the individuals, the Mi'utin, are going to be chayiv, so too when they just do a Shigas Maisa unrelated to Bezin, of course, they're going to be chayiv. That's why the Braise was seeking to say the halacha, however, to say an added chiddush, that even by the reiv of the kehillah, that they're going to still be chayv b'shigis maisa. Because although by hirah they're pater, but by shigis maisa they're going to be chayv. But says the Gemara to Papa, but according to you that you say loy hin v'loy bezdin, so then that means to say that there's no reason to differentiate, to say and to know that by the miut, that they're going to be chayv b'shigis maisa. Because if so, according to you, says the Gemara, v'nahad de bereisha al miuta de mechayev b'shigis maisa. First, let the Braisa establish clearly that when the minority of the people do a shigis maisa, they're going to be chayev. Because you should think that they're pater, because you say by hara they're also pater. So first, establish that the miut is going to be pater b'shigis maisa. It's going to be chayev b'shigis maisa. Or b'sayif, and only at the end nahad al ruba l'chayu b'shigis maisa. And then establish that even the bigger chiddush is going to be that the tzibur, who, when the majority of them sin, b'shigis ma'isa, that they're also going to be chayiv, because you would think maybe they'd be pater, because at least by them, the bezin has to bring a par helm da b'shul tzibur. Allah, rather, says the Gemara, from the fact that it doesn't first establish the liability of the miut, is midimaloi mahadr, al miut, midimachayov b'shigis ma'isa, from the fact that it doesn't do this. It doesn't first try to establish that when the minority of the Jewish people sin on their own action, that they're going to be chayiv, or their own carbon. And only then later to tell us that the majority when they do non shagiz maisa can be chayiv. We can infer from that, which answers our Papa's question, which establishes what Revuda had said, that because miut bahira, when the minority of the Jewish people followed the erroneous ruling of the Bezin, it was obvious to the Tana, who we're calling the Rabbanan, chayav and hen kispa v'seira, that they are liable in their she lamb or in their she goat, which is what the Brice is saying. Because she'ain bez mevin alim par bayra, that the court does not bring a bull for them, but, which the inference is like Rabbi Yehuda previously said, but they themselves are chayiv, because a yachad that follows the roz bezin is going to be chayiv. And that's why it was obvious to the Braisa that just like the chayiv bahara, so too, b'shaloi bahara, therefore, if when it's without the psak of the bezin, b'shigas maisa chayavin, when they only do their own erroneous actions, that of course they're going to be chayiv. And since it was obvious to the Tana, that a minority of the Jewish people, when they do Shigis Maisa, can be chayiv, that's why it was only telling us the Chiddush regarding that the majority, that to tell us that even there they're going to be chayiv too. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that we do hear from this Braisa that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that a Yachad Sha'asa B'Ras Bezin, when an individual, or at least even a minority of the Jewish people, if they follow the Haras Bezin, they're going to be chayiv, and that's the proof. But the Gemara still has a question. But Mechdi, let's see. Tarvayu Stamitznan. We have two anonymous teachings, two brises, that we said, okay, one is saying Yochet Shasabar is Bezin is going to be Potter like our Mishnah. The other one is saying Yochet Shasabar is Bezin is going to be Chayv like we're saying is the Rabban who disagreed with Yehuda by Mishnah. And that is the Gemara, Mimai de Kamais Rabbi Huda, Basrais Rabban. How do you know that the first Bryce is Rabbi Huda, who's like our Mishnah, and the second one is Rabbanan, who disagree with that, Eme Ipcha? Maybe say the opposite. Maybe say the one that says that you're going to be Chayv is the Rabbanan, the one that says you're Potter is Rabbi Huda. Says the Gemara, no. Because man shamalei de darshi miuti ki hagabna, who is it that expounds like the first brisa, as we said, im nefesh achas techeta b'shkol gabas leisa, we had these three different miutin, which one of the miutin was a yochet shasa beres bezin is going to be putter. Who expounds those type of expositions? Rabbi Yehudi. The Talmud in the brisa, Rabbi Yehudi says such a similar type of a concept. To continue the type of gimel and aleph, the pasuk says in Vayikra. It says that command to Aaron and the sons to say this is the law, Zois, Tyrus Ha'ila, this, which is an exclusionary term, this, unlike something else, Tyrus Ha'ila of the Ayla, which it means that this goes up on the Mizbeach. And it continues, the passage says, he, this is the Ayla, which Ha'ra'ilu Shleisha Me'utin. So there's three exclusionary terms over here, like we said, Zois, Ha'ila, and he. One comes to exclude if the carbon was slaughtered at nighttime. One comes to exclude if the blood of the animal was spilled out. And one is to come to exclude that if the blood was taken out of the curtains of in the Azar where it's allowed to be, that regarding those three types of kabbanis, if they were put up on the Mizbeach, it has to come down. Because it's not considered a valid carbon ayla. And that's how the Gemara explains himself, Lesnina Dav Mema Maralf. Now, that Tana is Rabbi Huda. And you see the same type of format that first Braisa is saying. That's how we knew that first Braisa, which says like our Mishnah, is Rabbi Huda. Or if you want, you could say, the reason how we know the first brisa is Rabbi Huda is because the second brisa that says adayin ani yomer, that still I'm going to say, which is the one that ends up saying that even a miut that does a shigas ma'is is going to be chayiv, and that we said that we know that because even by haroz bezin they're going to be chayiv, which is the halacha of Yochad Shasperes Besens Chayev, Le'metzisa Mokmes like Rabbi Yehuda. You cannot say that that price is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Ketani in that price, it teaches us that Rav Kol Shachatu, it says if the majority of the Jewish people sinned, Bezdin Mavin Al Deim Par, if it was done through a Rav Bezdin, that is a halacha where the court brings for them a par. Now, the Ibi Yehuda, if that Tana would be like a Yehuda, Ha'amar, he says, Tzibur Huda Maisi, when the majority of the Jewish people make a sin, and there's the halacha of a par helm davish al tzibur, which is the Jewish people bring one carbon, there's a machlekes, who brings it? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the people bring it, Bezdin Loi, but not the court. The time like we learn the Mishnah later on of Hamad Af, that says, Yehuda Aimri says, Shiva Shvat Meshachatu, when seven tribes sin, which is the majority of the tribes, so it's the majority of the Jewish people, Mevian Zayin Parim, they bring seven bulls, because the Yehuda holds that every tribe is called the Kehila, and the Kehila brings it, not the court. And therefore, obviously, the Brisa, the second one, which is the one who holds Yachar Shasa by Ras Bezdin Zimichayiv, it's obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda, because the words they use is that the Bezdin brings the court, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's never the Bezdin, it's the Tzibur who brings the par, and that's how we know that these two Brises, where Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul's halacha was, the halacha of our Mishnah is like the first Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda, which holds Yachar Shasa by Ras Bezdin's Pata, but the second Brisa, like Rabbanan, holds that Yachar Shasa by Ras Bezdin is going to be Chayiv. It's only when the Rav of the Tzibur sin based on the Harez Bezna, and they bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, only then will they be exempt from bringing their own Karban Yachar of Kispa or Seir.